So, Jake, tomorrow I'm going to be playing in a golf tournament.
Four.
And this is a very special one for a few reasons. I am going to play in the Jason Beffert Memorial Golf Tournament. This is the 20th and last Jason Beffert Memorial Golf Tournament. And it's going to be at Dubs Dread, which is the golf course where my father forced me to take lessons as a kid.
Did you know?
It's a tough course, man.
Close to the lake that I allegedly lived on. Yes. Yeah. I did live in Piper by Dubs Dread. I didn't live on the lake, but I hate to spoil the... But I did live out there.
I don't believe you.
And that is the golf course where I learned how to play golf.
And it's a tough course. It's long,
KCK. It's a long course. And it's pretty. It's a cool place. The reason this is a special tournament, a very close friend of mine by the name of Alex Judd, who is from Liberal, Kansas. And it was one of those things where one of my best friends in college was from Liberal, and Alex was from Liberal. Alex went to K-State. My buddies and I went to KU. And we would spend a lot of weekends driving to Manhattan and partying with Alex and his fraternity brothers at K-State. And then Alex would come to Lawrence a lot and go out and party with us.
I had a good friend like that. My best friend from Western Illinois had a bunch of friends. That's how I met Sal and those guys.
Yeah.
That went to Truman State. We'd go down to Kirksville. They'd come up to Western Illinois.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada.
It was fun,
very,
you know?
Similar. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just take a look. Hey, let's go to Manhattan this
different
weekend.
Different scenery.
Yeah, some different scenery. Exactly, some different scenery. That's a good way to put it. And it's funny how the world works. This is kind of a small world thing. The fraternity that Alex Judd, who was from Liberal, Kansas, who I met because of a guy from Liberal, Kansas, he joined a fraternity that had a whole bunch of guys from Bishop Ward High School in it. And so this... Jason Beffert was a fraternity brother of theirs, and he was murdered 20 years ago. And they put on this memorial golf tournament in his honor. They raised, they put a scholarship together. They raise money. They get together. They laugh. They cry. They remember their friend, and they do it for his family. And it's a really special thing. And I've never been to the tournament. I've tried to go. As you know, I work almost every weekend this time of year. I have a sporting game Saturday night, but since we're not traveling, I have the chance to actually go to the tournament this time around, and I'm glad because it's the last one. There's a bunch of my old buddies from Ward, Kelly Taylor and Billy Burns and Nick Scherzer and Jason Tucker and a bunch of other guys from Ward that play in this thing every year. So I'm really excited to see those guys too. But the biggest reason this is special to me is. So Big Steps coming up August 15th. You've heard me talk about it a lot in honor of my friend Sean Biggs that died of cancer 9 years ago. Honestly, the seed of Big Steps was planted by Alex Judd back when Sean died. Sean was from Abilene, Kansas, Greyhound capital of America. And we went to University of Kansas together. And then when Sean graduated, he went to MIT. In Boston or in Cambridge to go to grad school. Sean was brilliant. I mean, just incredibly intelligent. And he lived in Boston the rest of his life. And so when he died, I was asked to be a pallbearer at the funeral, and I was sitting in the airport at KCI, and I was texting back and forth with some of my buddies. My buddy Ruben, who was from Liberal, he's the one that introduced me to Alex. We were texting back and forth. Alex had gotten to know Sean because when he would come to Lawrence and hang out with us. And Alex texted us that morning while we were sitting in the airport getting ready to fly to Boston to be the... I mean, I was 36 years old, you know, and I was ready to bury one of my friends who was one of the healthiest, clean-living, marathon-running vegans that I knew. And I was getting ready to go bury him. And that's one of those moments in time where you realize like how fragile life is and how none of us know what's around the corner. None of us know what's about to happen to us. We have no idea when we go to the doctor next time what we're going to find out. That's just the truth, man. And you have to radically accept that truth in the way you go about your life every single day. And so we're sitting there contemplating these things I'd never contemplated before. And Alex texted me and said, you guys need to do something for Sean like we do for our friend Jason Beffert. I never met Jason Beffert. If I did, it might have been briefly on one of those weekends in Manhattan. But he told us what they do with this golf tournament. And he said, look, it's really important. It's great what we do in terms of raising money for this scholarship. We help kids out that maybe financially wouldn't be able to join the fraternity, wouldn't be able to go to college and have the same experience, all those things. But what's most important is we get back together every single year and we remember our friend. And we keep his legacy alive. And his legacy, he is still alive because he is helping other people to this day. Like, there are people whose lives are improved because he is with us. And his memory is with us and all of those things. And that's what I was like, I've got to do something like that. Because I couldn't deal with the grief and anger that I was just so mad and hurt by the fact that the world was robbed of this incredible person I knew. And I was really most hurt by the fact that Sean's children, Millen and Simran, were robbed of having the opportunity to be raised by this incredible father, and that Sean's wife, Neha, was robbed of the ability to live the rest of her life with this incredible man she married. All those things, it just angered me because it was so unfair. But you know what? That part of radical acceptance is accepting the unfairness in life. What are you going to do about it? Because as a famous comedian, Eddie Izzard, once said, crap happens in life and it doesn't apologize for itself. It just says, I'm crap. I'm here. I've happened. Sorry. See you later. What are you going to do about it? And that's a hard place to get to sometimes. But for me, it was, I don't want to have all of this horrible energy. And I have this energy, so I have to direct it somewhere. I need an outlet for this. And that's what Big Steps became. And if it wasn't for Alex Judd telling me about the Beffert Memorial Golf Tournament and showing me how he and his friends took what was just a horribly unfair, terrible situation with one of their best friends and turning it into a beautiful thing, I don't know where I would be right now. I don't know if I would have ever been able to radically accept what happened to Sean the way that I have. I wouldn't change any of it. As much as I hate what happened with Sean, his life continues to make people's lives better. You know, and it's like Jake has given me a lot of worldly advice on those concepts. Because of all the things you've been through, Jake, and I know you've come to a point where you're like, I wouldn't change any of it.
Well, you can't. If you accept where you are right now,
yeah.
Right? If you accept where you are right now, then you have to accept everything that led up to this moment.
Right.
Right. And so if you're happy with the way your life is today, well, it took everything that happened to you to get you to this point. And so if you change one thing, then you're not at this point.
Right.
And if you don't like where you're at, then you have to do something about it.
Right.
And
right.
So, you know, and guess what? You can't go back and change any of it.
You can't.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yep.
So, yeah, radical acceptance is a great phrase to use in that terms. But if you didn't have that, and I call it a tragedy. When you lose someone like that, that's a traumatic experience. Mm-hmm. It's a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
When you have something like that, it changes you. Sometimes it changes you for the worse. Look, for a long time, I had some traumatic events in my life, had to do with cancer, obviously. I lost both my parents, and it changed me for the worse. And it could have gone. It could have gotten a lot worse. But at some point in time, you have to decide, what am I going to allow this to do to me? Mm-hmm. And then, look, it changed you for the better. Look, a traumatic, horrible event changed you for the better. It made you a better father. It made you a better husband. It made you a better brother. I mean, because you take everything that, look at what Sean's family has missed out, and you add that to your life and say, hey, I don't know what's going to happen to me, so I'm going to love my kids as much as I can while I'm here. I'm going to love my wife as much as I can while I'm here. I'm going to love my family. I love my sister, my dad, my mom. And that whether you know it or not, it radically changes you, that radical acceptance.
So it's also like you've had these, you have these little moments that help maybe nudge you in that direction. You've talked a lot about the conversation you had with your brother and all those things. And so that's why I wanted to acknowledge the Jason Beffert Memorial Golf Tournament, because that is something that nudged me into a path that allowed me to come to acceptance of what happened with Sean and to make something out of it and make something better. And I feel really proud of what we've done with Big Steps, because we have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars to help people, you know, try to prevent them from getting cancer and to help kids who have lost a parent to cancer. And Sean's memory stays alive like that. Sean's kids come to town every year for this. And if it wasn't for getting nudged in that direction, I don't know. And so I just want to applaud all those guys. If you're one of Jason's friends, if you're, you know, I know Alex personally, so he was the one, but I know he's not the only one that helps put on this tournament every year. So all of the guys that do it, 20 years, man. This is the last year of it. For 20 years, a bunch of K-State guys that took a horrible situation and turned it into something beautiful. And so if anybody out there is dealing with it, I was texting with Mike DePasquale about some stuff that he's gone through. He supported a Big Steps race. One Request is our title sponsor. Victory Ford, Eric Gentry stepped up to help us. Ron Buck from Buck Roofing has supported us every single year. Hopkins Dentistry, by the way, our buddy Mitch Hopkins and those guys, they've supported us every year as well. And all of our other sponsors, I'm sorry if I've missed anybody, but I think it's because everybody's dealt with something like that and you want to take it and turn it into something beautiful. And if you're listening to this and you're going through something like what Jake and I have just talked about, I hope it maybe inspires you a little bit to realize that you have the ability to make something beautiful out of your situation right now. The parts of it, if you can come to accept you're in the situation that you're in and then just decide what you're going to do about it. If you want to sign up to a run, walk, or volunteer at Big Steps, it's August 15th at the KU Edwards campus. You can just go to biggsteps.org. That's biggsteps.org. And I want to thank Corey Anderson, too, because he's going to play in the Beffert tournament with me tomorrow as well. That's awesome. So anyways, we'll get back to some Chiefs talk to wrap things up for this weekend. Thanks for indulging me on that little story for a moment. And shout out to the entire group that puts on the Jason Beffert Memorial Golf Tournament. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Wow, I actually agree with a hot music take that Jake just gave me off the air. Are we willing to say that on the air?
I don't know.
Put that on the record?
It might piss some people off.
It'll piss people off for sure. But you know what? When has that ever stopped us before?
Should I say it?
Say it.
Bruce Springsteen's severely overrated.
I agree with you. And I know how angry that will make some people, because I remember the last time Bruce Springsteen came to town, how many people that I respect.
Hey, he's great.
Could not wait to go see him.
He's great.
And revere him.
He's great. But he's severely overrated.
I did want you to play the song Born to Run by The Boss, because I'm about to talk about running, and that
this song is called Running on Empty.
I know. And the song Born to Run is not about distance running, but it's a great song to listen to when you're distance running, and the band The Heatherstones will play that song at some point during the Big Steps race on Sunday. Oh, this is a great song. This song is not overrated. There are not many Bruce Springsteen songs that I just really, really want to listen to, but this song gets me going every time I hear it.
Jackson Browne, better musician than Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, all right. I'll listen to that. I mean, it's all subjective.
Some of it is. I mean, if Jackson Browne can play 10 instruments, then he's probably a better musician.
Well,
write his own songs.
You know, did the boss not write?
No, he wrote
something?
A lot. Okay. He's a hell of a songwriter. Yeah. Hell of a songwriter.
So, what makes you a better musician? If you can play 10 instruments really well, or if you can play one instrument incredibly well?
Oh, that's a great question.
These are the things we ponder.
Perspective.
We got to get out.
Why are we talking about running?
Because, by the way, the weather is supposed to be fantastic.
fan-freaking-tastic.
This weekend. I'm looking at Gary's app right now that says that the weather, the high is going to be like 82 Saturday and Sunday and the low in the 60s.
I'll take it.
Sunday morning at the KU Edwards campus will be the 9th annual Big Steps Toward Cancer Prevention 10K, 5K, Family Fun Run and Walk, and Kids Dash. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. You can register at biggsteps.org. We also take walk-ups. You can come to Packet Pickup, which will be at Gary Gribble's on Friday and Saturday. And you could sign up right there, or you could just show up at the KU Edwards campus. As long as you get there early enough before 8 o'clock, we take registrations all the way up to the last second. We don't want to turn anybody away. It's always a fun event. Jayhawk Motorsports, which is the kids from the University of Kansas School of Engineering, they build a Formula One race car every year, and then they take it around the country and enter it in races against other colleges. They bring the race cars to the event because my friend Sean, that died of cancer 9 years ago now, 10 years ago now, was in the engineering school at KU. Chris Cakes is there. You can buy pancakes and have some pancakes and Tang after the race. Kona Ice comes and donates their ice truck. Free Kona. Can you believe this? Free Kona Ice. If you just show up.
Love it.
Kids get to do their own Kona Ice mixes and all that stuff. Kona Ice is the best. Or as my daughter calls it, Cone of Ice. Daddy, can I have a cone of ice?
Sure. And
you know
can.
What? It makes sense, sweetheart.
It's free.
There's all kinds of great activities there. The kids love the Kids Dash, by the way. It's super fun. The 10K race is challenging. The 5K race is challenging but fun. There's a one-mile walk as well. And the reason we do it is to try to help people, save people's lives, and make people's lives better who have been touched by cancer. My friend Sean died of cancer. Gosh, it's crazy to think, man. This was 10 years ago. His children were 6 and 5 years old at the time. They're high schoolers now. And every year they come to town for the race, and they get to relive memories of their father and learn new things about their dad. Like, Jake, you tell me when you get together with your dad's old buddies, they tell you stories that you didn't know before.
The best. It's the best.
Oh, man, isn't it? So here's something I thought about with Big Steps one time. So we do the race here, and we have a race in Boston as well. And I've only been out to the Boston race 3 or 4 times out of the 9 years we've done it, just because it's, you know, we got stuff going on. It's not always easy to get out there. Last time I went out there was 2 years ago. So it was 8 years after Sean had died, and this guy was a person that obviously I considered one of my best friends in the world. That's why I started this foundation. And so you think you know your best friends really well. I sat around with a bunch of his friends from Boston and listened to them tell stories about Sean that I'd never heard before. And I realized I'm still getting to know my friend 8 years after he left this plane, as
How
Jake
cool
likes
is that?
To say it.
That's right.
Which also goes to show you that you have the opportunity to get to know the people around you better, no matter how well you think you know them. Even the people you know the best, you have a chance to learn more about them and hear stories that you haven't heard before. So I'm going to challenge you to do that. Get to know the people around you even better. And you'll end up appreciating them more and understanding them and maybe understanding yourself a little bit better, too. I would love to see you out there on Sunday. It's going to be a beautiful day. I swear Sean orders up beautiful weather for us almost every time. And last year we didn't get to do it in person. We did it virtually, and we made the most of it, and we raised good money. And it was kind of a cool little thing to do in this inspiring way. But, man, it's so much better to be back in person. And that's what we're going to do on Sunday, and I would love to see you there. BIGGsteps.org. I'll remind you again where the money goes. To the KU Cancer Center, we help fund their genetic counseling program. That is to help people who might be predisposed to having cancer understand how to find out if you're predisposed. If you have cancer that runs in your family, you can go to the KU Cancer Center and go through their genetic counseling program, and they'll tell you, this is how high risk you are. These are the types of screenings you should get. This is how often you should get them. And that basically will help you prevent yourself from getting cancer. And if you do get it, catching it early enough that you have a much, much higher rate of survival and chance of beating it. Because obviously early detection is the key to surviving cancer. So literally your money will go to save people's lives. And then the other thing we do is we support a group called Camp Kesem, which is for children who have lost a parent to cancer, like my friend Sean. His two children went to the Camp Kesem in Illinois. They do them at universities all over the country. University of Kansas puts one on. And we started it. Our foundation helped them start the first ever Camp Kesem here in the state of Kansas. And it's going on 5 years now. The last 2 years, unfortunately, they've had to do virtually. But hopefully this coming year, we'll get back to doing it in person. Because when we've done it, we've tripled the size of it in terms of how many kids get to go. Because we've continued to grow the thing. And we're up to sending a couple hundred kids, I believe, as of 2 years ago to Camp Kesem. The retention rate is 100%. That means the kids that went to the first Camp Kesem keep going back. And then we add more kids, and they keep going back. My friend Sean's two kids did not want to go to the camp the first time that their mom sent them because they were going to be sent off to some week-long camp with a bunch of people they didn't know. They both had even hatched plans to fake their way sick to come home early. And then by the time they got there, they realized. So Kesem means magic in Hebrew. By the time they got there, it only took them a matter of hours to realize how magical the camp was. Because for the first time in their lives, Millen and Simran were surrounded by other kids who were going through the exact same thing that they were. And as much as their other friends are great friends and love them and try to empathize with them, they don't know what it's like to have a parent with cancer or to lose a parent to cancer at such an early age. You go to Camp Kesem, every other kid there is living the same experience, and they become a family. And all the counselors are volunteers. They're college students. Most of them have gone through a similar situation or the exact same situation, and that's why they went on to become counselors at these camps. They have fun. They play games. They have impactful moments where they cry, and then a lot of times where they laugh. I've gone to the camp to visit them each year that they've done it in person, and it's one of the most inspiring places I've ever been in my life. And the only tragic part to me about it is that there are thousands of kids in the state of Kansas who are in this circumstance, and we haven't gotten to the point yet where we can take care of all of them. But the more we raise money and the bigger our capacity gets, the more kids who could really use a network like this and a family like this and a camp like this can have that unbelievable experience. You can help support that by going to biggsteps.org. That's biggsteps.org. You can donate, too. If you can't make it there on Sunday, just donate. And that'll work as well. Appreciate your time. Thanks for listening to me talk about it. It's really important to me, as you can imagine. It's very personal. This is why Sean is still alive. You know, Sean died 10 years ago, but Sean's still alive. Still making the world a better place. He's saving people's lives because of his legacy and helping kids out. So you can be a part of it as well. Hope to see you there. Sunday, 8 a.m. at the KU Edwards campus. We'll take a break. I'm going to tell you about another fantastic community project a good friend of ours is doing to help kids that are playing high school football here in the state of Kansas and in Missouri. Mike DePasquale joins us next right here on the Border Patrol.